This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There comes a time in a person's life when routine medical testing is no longer useful, when the risks of the procedure outweigh the expected benefits. For example, research suggests that a routine colonoscopy provides little benefit to those over the age of 75. The same is true for screening tests for breast cancer and cervical cancer. There is a point in a woman's life when there are no longer benefits of an annual mammogram or routine pap smears, both because of diminished life expectancy and changes in the biology of the disease. But this commentary is about the difficulty in having those discussions about stopping routine tests with older people. As sure as the seasons change from summer to autumn, Roberta comes in each year for her mammogram. She has done this since she was 50, and she's now 78. Despite feeling well, she has progressive leukemia. Because of that leukemia, research would suggest that her life expectancy is somewhere around 4 to 5 years. So she no longer needs to have those regular mammograms. Let's just say we discovered breast cancer in Roberta's breasts this afternoon. She would be far more likely to die from her leukemia or something else than from the discovered breast cancer. At 78, there is no benefit of a routine mammogram to Roberta, and there are likely to be harms. But she doesn't want to hear that. It is no surprise that a study published in JAMA involving older people with an average age of about 76 found that they just do not want to be reminded that they're old, at least not by their doctor. When people like Roberta were told directly, this medical test is no longer useful because you're not likely to live long enough to gain any medical benefit, the patients found the doctor harsh and insensitive. They also objected to how a doctor could in any way predict how long they might live. Now, doctors often use this type of direct language because they believe in honesty and directness, and they hope that such language will be appreciated by their patients. Other doctors use language such as, Roberta, we probably don't need to have this test because it's not likely to help you live any longer. A comment such as that was perceived as more sensitive, but patients still questioned the recommendation. Patients were asked what factors would help them decide to stop getting routine medical tests. The most important factor was that they had a relationship with the clinician that was long-term, and that clinician encouraged them to stop. Patients worry most that a recommendation to stop getting a test comes from a desire to save money for a hospital or an insurance company rather than to predict their health. As more screening tests for diseases become available, it's important that we use these tests wisely. That means relying on well-done research to determine the best time to start routine testing, but also the best time to stop them. Of course, we then need to be courageous enough to have these difficult conversations with our older patients based only on what's in their best interest. This is Dr. Michael Wiss with a second opinion.